When we think of healthcare workers battling the COVID-19 outbreak, we often picture doctors and nurses in the hospital. But the pandemic is affecting healthcare workers in other areas, too. For example, Lifestyles Incorporated is a Northwest Arkansas nonprofit that's been supporting individuals with disabilities since 1976. One of the organization's services includes bathing and caring for clients in their homes. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda recently spoke with Executive Director John Newman to learn more about the challenges facing his staff, including a need for increased personal protective equipment. To begin their conversation, Newman discussed the many services that Lifestyles provides to its clients.
We provide support services to individuals with disabilities in Benton and Washington counties. And that entails we have a day program where we work on independent living skills in a classroom setting. We have job training programs through our supported living, supported employment program. And then we also have a supported living program, which is our largest program, where we actually hire staff and go out in the community and help clients meet their needs in a community space. So the way that we're being most impacted is we've been unable to run our day program at our building. I mean, that's had to shut down just because we want to make sure that people are, not likely to infect others, and that would bring a lot of people into the building. And then the other program that has been severely impacted is our employment program, because many clients have been laid off. I'd say the vast majority of our clients have been laid off during this time. And so we're really down to running our supported living program, which right now we probably are serving about 90 of our 130 clients. 40 of those clients have returned home to their families just to make sure that they are safe during this time.
And what are the ways that you are serving these clients?
Well, we're still going out into the community and working on the daily living skills. We do have some clients who have to have staff members present 24 hours a day, to meet their daily needs. So we're still going out there. Most of our administrative personnel right now are helping do things like shop for groceries, cook meals, so that we can avoid clients having to go out in the community in spaces where there are going to be a lot of people present. So we're still doing most of our basic functions. We're just not we're asking that staff and clients stay at home during this time, and our leadership and admin staff are taking care of the things that they need in the community on a daily basis.
So what are some of the things that your staff is doing, the staff specifically that are with clients part of the day or all of the day, to help protect themselves from spreading the virus? Do they have masks? Do they have gloves? I know that's been an issue with people being able to find those things.
Mm-hmm. I would say that that's our biggest issue and my biggest worry, other than the general health and safety of our clients and staff, is having enough PPE, the personal protective equipment, gloves and masks. Thankfully, this is one of the ways that our community really has stepped up. We've had a number of family members and associates of the organization who have sewn masks for us. We've also had some staff members who have made paper masks that are disposable, just so that we can make sure that as we go into clients' homes, that we are protecting them to the best of our ability. And so we're constantly trying to produce more masks and gloves, just to try to ensure everyone's safety as much as possible.
What are some of the challenges facing some of your clients with disabilities in terms of making sure that you help them prevent spreading the virus?
I don't think that our clients have, had any challenges that those of us who do not have disabilities have. I mean, it's the same thing, boredom, being stuck in the house, ensuring that people are washing their hands as much as possible, disinfecting their homes as often as possible. That's one thing that we're asking our staff to help with, keep homes as clean and disinfect as often as possible. But our challenges are really just, our clients are used to being very active participants in the community. And so just like, many of our, friends and neighbors, not being able to go out in the community as much as possible, shop for your own groceries, go out to eat, attend a movie, all of those things that have really presented barriers to everyone's way of life are basically the same things our clients are experiencing. So one of the reasons that we're trying to go around and see our clients every day safely, of course, is to keep spirits high, you know, give them someone to interact with, let them know that we're all caring about them. But we just want to, you know, we just want to make sure that we keep spirits high. But many of our challenges are the same as everyone else.
One of the services that you're providing is you're taking something like 1,500 meals to people every week. Have you run into any challenges there in terms of having enough food or in terms of having enough volunteers to take that out to your clients?
Well, we have enough staff to take it out to our clients. We have asked for, you know, money for groceries because we did have a lot of people who wanted to volunteer to cook or to come and help transport meals to clients. But we wanted to keep the interactions down to as few people as possible. And so we've asked people in the community for money for groceries, you know, just to make sure that we're able to keep that going. And it not be an expense that our clients have to incur. And so, you know, all of those things are going well, and they're going well right now because we have a great community of people behind us. So we've, like every business, we've had struggles and we have financial concerns, but due to the support of many people throughout Northwest Arkansas, we've really been able to handle it so far. And I think our biggest issue with delivering meals is trying to please as many people as possible.
Some picky eaters.
Yes.
What else can the community do to help support you? What else do you need?
Personal protective equipment, I think, is the biggest need. I mean, we have so many people going in and out. We have individual clients that need personal care. You know, I think that that's one thing that many people may not know that we do. There's some clients that need help with showers and toileting and things like that. And so just the need for as many masks and gloves as possible, I'd say is our biggest need. But, you know, like other like healthcare providers in our area, I think we're all experiencing the same thing. We fall under the area of healthcare. And so it's a very real problem that we're facing in keeping up with the amount of personal protective equipment that is sufficient, because we want to get to a place where we can use it as it's intended, that we're not reusing, especially like N95 masks or the paper masks. We'd like to be able to dispose of them properly when we're finished with them. So that I'd say that that's our biggest need, you know, but I think that's a position that many of us are in right now.
Is some of your staff having to reuse some of those things like masks?
We have fabric masks that members of the community have sewn for us, and we ask that our staff go home and wash those every night. But the paper mask, the disposable mask, those we'd like to continue to produce more. We're producing those in-house. They're not having to reuse them, but we're having to be very careful when we use them, just so that we don't go through them so quickly that we won't have a chance to restock or make more. But I mean, we're in no way are we in the situation that a lot of local hospitals are in, but you know, we would like to be able to use that stuff appropriately. So, just to do our best to help, prevent the spread of COVID-19. You know, I don't think a lot of times people think about what we do at Lifestyles as healthcare, but it is considered healthcare. And there's a lot of aspects to what we do that, you know, our typical healthcare, like helping to bathe people and helping to, you know, keep them clean, brushing teeth. And so it's really important that our staff are protected because they are coming in from the community every day. And so we just want to do everything that we can to possibly help our community control the spread of the virus. And I mean, it takes all of us to ensure that we flatten the curve, to use a term that they're using at the national level, and that we prevent infections to the best of our ability. And that's our goal right now.
Well, thank you very much for talking with us today. I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
That was John Newman, Executive Director of Lifestyles Incorporated, speaking with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda. In response to people asking about ways to help, the nonprofit has created a grocery fund to support the preparation and delivery of more than 1,500 clients' meals each week. You can donate to the fund and find out more information about the organization at lifestylesinc.org.